KORN News Radio Sports. It's Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Nebraska men's basketball, they would lose for the first time this season last night at number 3 Michigan, 75-72. The fifth-ranked Huskers now at 20-1 on the season. They did not score over the last 3 minutes 20 seconds last night, missing their last 5 shots after leading Michigan for much of the game. Elsewhere last night, number 2 Connecticut defeats Providence 87-81. Overtime last night between number 7 Michigan State and Rutgers. Michigan State would win 88-79. Number 12th ranked Purdue, they continue to struggle. They lose by 5 last night to Indiana, 72-67. Also an overtime victory as number 17 Virginia defeats Notre Dame 100-97. In the SEC last night, number 18th ranked Vanderbilt blows out Kentucky 80-55. And 24th ranked Miami of Ohio stays undefeated. They beat Massachusetts 86-84. And Miami of Ohio improves to 21-0 on the season. They join at number 1 Arizona as the only 2 undefeated teams left. ESPN reported last night that 6-time Super Bowl champion head coach Bill Belichick did not get voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. ESPN says that Belichick did not receive the 40 of the 50 votes that he needed from the 50-person panel of media members and other Hall of Famers. Belichick received the call from the Hall of Fame on Friday with the news. The 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class will be announced next week at the NFL Honors Award Ceremony in San Francisco on February 5th. The Buffalo Bills stayed in-house by promoting offensive coordinator Joe Brady as their new head coach. The team announced a 5-year deal on Tuesday. The 36-year-old Brady just wrapped up his 4th season in Buffalo and his 2nd full year as their offensive coordinator. His promotion comes just a little more than a week after Sean McDermott was fired following 9 years with the Bills. Quarterback Darian Mensah leaving Duke for Miami, boosting the Hurricane with another standout transfer quarterback. Mensah transfers from Duke after resolving a legal battle this week over his eligibility to sign elsewhere. Mensah now joins his 3rd team in 3 years, having led Duke to an ACC conference title this past season. Novak Djokovic back in the Australian Open semifinals as he defeated Lorenzo Musetti, who retired with an injury in the 3rd set of their quarterfinal match. Djokovic, a 10-time Australian Open winner, now faces the 2-time defending champion Jannik Sinner in the semifinals. 2nd-ranked Sinner defeated 8th-ranked Ben Shelton in straight sets. The 5th-ranked Musetti won the first 2 sets, but took a medical timeout for treatment on his upper right leg after being broken in the 3rd game of the 3rd. Djokovic now continues his bid for an 11th Australian title and what would be a record 25th major. And Patrick Kane of the Detroit Red Wings has tied Dallas's Mike Modano as the highest-scoring U.S.-born player in NHL history. Kane matched Modano by recording his 1,374th point last night on an assist on a goal as Detroit would lose to the LA Kings 3-1. And that's a look at your sports for this Wednesday, January 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.